You're listening to SBS News.
It was an emotional end to a distinguished career in politics. Labor MP Mike Kelly's decision to no longer serve his electorate was motivated by chronic renal and osteoarthritis conditions contracted in the military. Mr. Kelly has undergone 10 medical procedures just in the last 6 months.
This is one of the most gut-wrenching decisions I've had to make in 36 years of having to make some pretty hard decisions, life and death stuff. But this was really painful because this community just means so much to me. You know, it's just part of my family's history of going way, way back over 160 years. And
his parliamentary career won him high praise from all sides of politics. Mr. Kelly was anointed a future defence minister by Kevin Rudd in 2013, only to retire as an opposition backbencher. Reflecting on the Labor Party's leadership spill in 2010, the MP called it a tragedy.
That was a big mistake. And I think it sort of opened up the possibility for that to happen on a more regular basis across both sides of politics. And there have been some really low moments, I think, in my time in politics in the last 13 years, which I'm disappointed in.
Mike Kelly's departure from the federal seat of Eden Monaro opens the door for neighbouring state Nationals MP and New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro and New South Wales Liberal Transport Minister Andrew Constance. However, Mr. Barilaro says he and the Transport Minister will not run against each other.
I mean, we've seen before by-elections with three-quarter contests have never ended up well. We've got an opportunity to create history here, to win a seat from government. Hasn't been done for 100 years. But to do that, we've got to win the trust of the people. And the last thing they want to see is argy-bargy amongst the coalition partners.
Liberal Senator Jim Molan is also considering running. The first by-election of the 46th Parliament will also be a test of sorts for opposition leader Anthony Albanese and Prime Minister Scott Morrison. No government has won a seat from the opposition at a by-election in 100 years. Mr. Morrison says the result would be welcome.
That would be a rather extraordinary outcome, but it's one we will put our best foot forward for in this environment. But my expectations, I think you can say are conditioned by history.
The outgoing MP hopes his departure will spotlight the needs of his community.
My region is screaming for help, and they have faded from the radar to some degree. And this means they will be right up in lights. The only show in town politically, and there's going to have to be a really good contest of ideas to get their support.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.